a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love these moments in life when you've been going about your business and you think something is one thing, but then it actually turns out to be another. I love it. You feel so weird because you feel like everyone around you has been doing something differently to you.
Yeah, you do have the odd situation where you're like,
Oh.
Like
anyway.
Me with sriracha and sriracha.
Yeah, sriracha.
Well, it's spelt like sriracha.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's sriracha. You've got your T-shirt. I haven't worn that in a while.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
A bit of hot sriracha.
Yeah, I don't think red's my colour. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, no, good. I'm glad you made that decision on your own. I had been pushing for that quietly for a couple of years now. You know this famous ad?
For the hottest of hot, hot water you've ever seen. Dream comes on steady, hot and strong. It just keeps on and on. Install a ring. Install a ring. Install a ring. Install a ring.
It's not the version I would have gone with, but I do know the jingle, yes.
Why? You would have gone with the newer version. Everyone loves the old version.
No, that's not the full version.
Side note.
When your old head is dead and gone, install a ring.
Yeah, I cut it for quickness of radio. Side note, we could possibly use some of that audio for OnlyCams. Play the start of it again.
For the hottest of hot, hot water you've ever seen. Dream comes on steady, hot and strong. It just keeps on and on.
It's like being in the spa at the Ling household.
Exactly. Last night, I don't know how it came up in conversation. I've got no idea. But Jimmy, me and Wombi and I, were having a walk, right?
Yeah.
And then Jimmy goes, it's Solarine. It's Solarine. And I'm like, I stopped in the street, I turned around and I'm like, what? And he's like, it's Solarine. And I'm like,
the wedding's off, which is great. It's because you've been waiting for an excuse to, because you've not done anything to plan it. You've just been waiting for an excuse to pull the pin. And there it is, mate.
There's, I have to, right?
What an idiot.
I can't go on like that.
What an idiot. I love you, Jimmy. I know you're probably going to end up hearing this, but whoa.
And also, the thing that's a worry is that he was like a landscaper. He's done things. I'm not saying he's installed hot water systems, but he's looked at them enough outside
he's
of
been,
houses,
he's
you know?
Been adjacent.
He's been adjacent. It's Solarine. It's Solar Not.
No. Solar Not.
I tried something. You didn't. You could have laughed. You could give me a fake laugh.
Well, you sprung it on me.
That was the end of the break.
Go again.
That was it.
Go again. Go again.
It's Solar Not.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're talking advertising fails here, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's seen it out there where it's whoever's put it out and put some advertising up, whether it's a billboard, whether it's a poster, whether it's TV or whatever, they just possibly don't, like, just reread it. Just take the time. Take a second, take a beat to reread it.
Sometimes they look at the guy and they're like, hey, we need a kid that looks like this guy for a billboard, you know, for a housing, you know, place. And
then it just comes across looking like he's trying to steal someone off a beach.
Yes, that sort of example. Yeah.
And then someone takes a liberty and gets a can of spray paint and then draws an appendage on your cheek. Yeah.
But we did the right thing and we reported that to those who could fix it up.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But you are an advertising guy. You're on a lot of billboards and stuff. So this is your wheelhouse.
It is my wheelhouse. And just always is the reminder, just check. So this one's out of America.
Okay. The billboards in America are crazy, by the way, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is not a billboard. This is a flyer, like a poster.
All right. Yeah.
Advertising a drug rehabilitation, education session.
Okay. That's
so
good.
I think it's more aimed at probably your middle of high school teenagers, parents. But this is where you just got to take a beat. The heading in big bold letters is crack and cocaine.
Okay.
Bold, bold letters. The picture is of you don't see their faces, but like an adult clearly trying to sell something to kids. Mm. To a kid.
Lingy, they're known as dealers.
Dealers, thank you very much. A dealer trying to sell to what looks like a young teenager.
Okay.
And then across the bottom in cool writing, cocaine.
Oh, again, okay. Right.
But here's the mistake. At the bottom of it all, advertise, and they've put it online as well, complimentary for you.
So
hang on.
So all you, if you're
so from a distance, all you can see the biggest fonts are
crack and cocaine.
Yeah.
Adult selling to a kid.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Complimentary for you.
So are they giving out free samples or something?
Well, that's
what's happening.
When you read it, you do have to get a little bit closer and zoom in a little bit more, and it's, you know, introduction by Dr. So-and-so, and then the somebody of psychiatry is doing this and doing that.
Mm.
But if you don't read that part of it, I reckon there's a few teenagers going, you beauty.
is it stupid or is it genius, like getting your complimentary for me? Yes, I will go and look at this poster in further detail. Oh, education.
And
yes,
like,
I will.
Then you're like, I do have a problem. Yeah. I better tell mum and dad to book me into this session.
Yeah, true. Yes, exactly. Okay, might have been genius marketing.
Yeah.
I reckon they got a few sign-ups, though, who didn't think it was the other one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs. We're going to cast our minds back through the mist of time.
He
try and remember.
Mimed back.
Yeah,
he didn't
then.
Say it. That's weird.
It's the main thing is you appear to be contributing.
Yeah.
It's not whether you contribute or not. It's about appearances.
Mimed
keeping up appearances.
Mimed it.
For radio.
I'm miming now. Okay. Something in my mind.
That's gesticulating. That's those, gesturing to me in a very aggressive fashion.
Trust me. His Kegels.
Trust me, you don't want those words to go to air.
All right, we're going to play bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing, what sort of emotional trauma, usually teenage emotional trauma, we were enduring when we first heard that song. That gives us a fair indication as the year it was released. We write it down on a piece of paper, closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
You guys can play along at home. It's best of three. Are we all ready to play?
Loggy thought she was hilarious miming Love You, Larry then.
Sorry, yes, we're ready to play.
Yeah, we're ready, Tommy. Let's do it.
I'm glad you're here to point things out because I've got a fair bit going on, so I can't be across everything. Here we go. Question number one.
Who's that?
Drums.
Is that Whitney?
No. I believe, I could be wrong, I believe it's Taylor Dane. Very Anastasia sounding twang to the vocal, isn't it?
She is the twang Anastasia. That's what they say. Oh,
so I remember this being on the radio and when I was in the car as a kid in the car park at Marion Shopping Centre in Adelaide. What
does
that tell
that's
you?
A little bit specific.
Very specific.
Mate.
Had you been left in there?
Wait till you hear my
was there trauma?
No, we were arriving.
Pokey's calling.
Wait till you hear my Robert Palmer memories. Also in the back seat of the car, in the car park.
Anyway, hurry up. It should not take this long.
Come on, Tommy, you're the one.
All right, here
up.
We go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1989.
88.
Okay, I reckon you might have me here, Lee. Let's find out.
The year was 1990.
Oh, I'll take that.
Thank you. Okay. Tommy.
Yeah, right. Good job.
You were specific with your memory.
Marion Shopping Centre. Good times. Here we go. Question number two.
I thought it was the same song too.
Is this Mariah?
Yeah.
Sort of circa what year?
Circa Mariah.
Yeah.
So when Mariah was popular.
I don't know Mariah. Okay.
Believe it or not.
You should know Mariah.
Believe it or not.
The Hero? Did she sing that?
Yeah, all of them.
And My Heart Will Go On?
No.
Almost got him. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1994.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The year was 1999.
What?
Log and I get a point.
Did I click the right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
you were basically a decade off, Tommy.
No, do you know? Do you even know what song it was?
No,
you don't. Yes, that's why I didn't follow up. Here we go.
It's a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Here we go. Question number three.
Is this Taylor Dane?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one falls in a weird spot.
I've got some.
I'm just going with it.
Give me a name.
That's Lady Gaga.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, I love Lady Gaga. Righto, that's... yep, got it.
1981, he says. All right, 3, 2, 1. 2008.
2014. Seven. Oh, wow. 7, 8, 14.
Here we go. There we go.
The year was 2011.
Oh, I'll take that. Thank you.
Tommy.
Right in the middle. Good work, everybody. Thanks, that Tom. Is Guess the Year. It returns next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What I want to know today is, what food do you just raw dog?
I thought we had a meeting about you using the phrase raw dog.
I don't believe I was at that meeting.
Yes.
If it happened, I apologise and I will... Go back to my notes.
Okay, what do
but
you mean?
For the time being, I want to know what's your raw dog. What do you love? Because I will sit there and...
What do you mean?
Okay, and this came up yesterday. It was Carly's birthday and we had a nice lunch, whatever. Went out for lunch, grilled on Paco. Shout out. Great place. Anyway, then sitting at home in the afternoon, I was like, oh, I could do with a snack.
Yeah.
Dinner was still a while away. We were going to Mum's for birthday dinner. So, oh, God, what am I? And there wasn't anything really in the cupboard. But I went to the fridge and I found cocktail onions, a jar of,
just a little
cocktail, and you get a little fork and you say.
Oh, no.
Oh, my tongue's gone now.
Quite often, because I love them, I will just like grab one on the fly as I'm walking past, just a little delicious, you know.
I know, we can tell.
Yeah. But I, what do you mean?
Nothing.
You can tell how delicious it is by the mouth noises?
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I thought I could have a couple. So I grabbed the jar and I went and sat on the couch. And like it's a decent size jar.
That is
like
so sort of many levels of wrong.
Pasta sauce size jar, right? And I went and sat there with a fork and sort of the girls were sort of playing and doing whatever around me. And I was watching the telly and I all of a sudden had finished the jar of cocktail onions.
Your insides would be pickled.
Probably.
So what?
Yeah.
I'm with you on this, Tom.
You like a cocktail onion?
No, I raw dog hummus.
Oh, just with your fingers?
Really? Just
sometimes,
dig them in there.
Like sometimes a spoon. You know, sometimes you want dip, but you got nothing to dip with. I'll just raw dog dip.
I don't know if. I know you're supporting me, but I don't know if I can do dip without something to dip it with.
I thought this was
safe
space.
No judgment.
What do you do? You like scoop it up into your hand and like...
Sometimes when I'm alone.
Eat like an animal.
How many fingers do you scoop with?
I use a spoon. Imagine me using a spoon, fingers.
To eat hummus.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it just no spoon, no finger, like actually like a little bowl, like a little kitty?
Like
just
a little cat.
If I'm at the end of it, sometimes I get my face in there. Hey, I opened up about something.
No, that's fine. No judgment.
And now I feel really uncomfortable. You've left me on a ledge here.
No judgment. But tell us, 5223 2955.
I wish I didn't say anything.
Lingy, do you have anything that you will sort of sit there and raw dog?
See, when you said raw, I thought you just meant raw ingredients. Have you heard of an egg flip?
No.
Oh, God, you have not lived, have you? Egg flip. Quick, on the go. Milk, vanilla essence, little teaspoon of sugar, and then a couple of raw eggs.
Mix it.
Down the hatch. Beautiful drink.
No, you know what would be raw dogging? Just a cup of milk. That's
that's
raw
dogging. That's just really basic. You take one thing and you sit and you eat the whole lot of it.
Yeah, and normally it's mixed with other things.
It's like a block of cheese.
Have you ever seen Rocky?
No, I haven't.
A couple of raw eggs, good for you. Protein. That'll get your gym muscles up, Tommy.
It's the egg whites. It's not the yellows, and I can't be bothered.
Right, we're going off topic, all right?
But we want to know, what are your raw dog? What food do you just sit there and eat? Will you take it from the pantry? Will you take it from the fridge? Will you sit there and eat a whole serving of it?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You said you weren't going to use this term anymore, but here we are. You want to talk about... What foods you raw dog?
Well, I raw dogged a whole jar of cocktail onions yesterday, just on the couch, accidentally.
I love.
That's so good.
No.
I think be you, my friend.
No.
I've been known to raw dog dip, but there's nothing else to dip in the house.
Hummus.
Beetroot. Dip.
Spinach.
Nah, the beetroot's too hard.
Yeah, that's where you draw the line.
I draw the line of beetroot. Hey, this is a safe space. I've opened up about something because I thought we were all in the safe space together.
Lingy Raw Dog's a milkshake that it has like six ingredients and doesn't understand the term raw dog.
I didn't understand. I thought you meant raw ingredients. So I said raw eggs.
No.
And then you two turned on. Talk about safe space. Practice what you preach. You just viciously turned on me. Because I had a little crack at you about, you know, getting your hands in and like really scooping up the dip.
I know you'll sit there and eat a whole box of barbecue shapes. Still doesn't quite count as raw dogging.
It's not raw dogging.
It's not one ingredient. It's actual food.
What about multiple boxes of a particular like ice cream on a stick?
No, that's still not. No, you're not getting anyway. Brett from Grovedale gets the concept. Morning, Brett.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are you, raw dog, mate? What do you just sit on the couch and smash?
Oh, I can feel the shame already, but yogurt.
Yogurt?
Me too, Brett.
Okay. And sort of, do you have a preference? What flavour, what brand, what size tub?
Vanilla, and it's the Safeway brand. It seems to have a better values in it than the Yoplait and the other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Plain.
Oh, no. So we've done this.
Raw dog plain.
We've talked about this.
No Greek yogurt here.
Yeah, no Greek yogurt here. Because you don't hate your taste buds, Bretto.
I don't hate my life.
No.
Well, I have tasted my medicine, and it is yeasty.
Yeah. Talking about food that you're raw dog, food that you will just sit there and eat the whole lot of, and we don't necessarily mean something that is... standard, you know, like, oh, I eat a whole packet of Tim Tams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, that's not raw dogging. Raw dogging is your cocktail onions, like you ate and eating.
Or like a tub of, or like a packet of bicarb soda. Like, I'm talking ingredients. Like, what are you raw dog? What do you
dry
love?
Dry spaghetti.
Yeah.
Cooking chocolate, does that count?
Yes!
Oh, hey!
Yeah, so good.
A shout out to me and my brother Chris. We always steal mum's cooking chocolate.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Cameron Lean.
Finally get it. But Jade from Point Cooks rang up. Jade, why are you calling? What are you, raw dog?
So I have two things that I raw dog. I'm all about the cocktail onions at the moment.
Yes!
I'm pregnant and I'm going through, it's embarrassing, but the 500 mil jar every 2 days, I just can't stop eating them.
They're so good,
aren't they?
No, I get it, and I'm not even pregnant.
And I'm just... like, my daughter even tells me now, she's only two, Mummy, get four. Yeah. Because I have been known to just when you first open it, those first few are just on the top. You can kind of get them with your fingers.
1,000%.
Mummy, get
1,000%.
Yeah, so my daughter is now, Mummy, get four. So that's embarrassing. But also Nutella. I've been known to stand in the pantry with a teaspoon and just embarrassingly raw dog Nutella.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Jade, can't blame you for that one. Have you ever just realised, I don't have the teaspoon and just the dip of the fingers gone in?
I've never done the finger just because I'm worried about getting caught in the pantry. Yeah. the teaspoon... definitely the teaspoon, yeah. Sometimes I'm using pregnancy as an excuse, maybe a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Tablespoon, nice.
Yeah.
I want you to try the cocktail onions with the Nutella and tell us.
Oh, well, it could be a winner. I'm not against trying that.
Sweet and sour.
Double raw dog.
The double raw dog. Now who's the animal, hey?
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.